On this episode of Still Loading, from Switch and Beyond. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome to the newest episode of Still Loading. It's actually a little bit of a bonus episode. I know this is an off week, but I actually had some free time for once, so I wanted to give something a little extra. Okay, let's get on with it. The first thing I wanted to talk about was the Nintendo Switch. If you may remember a couple, long while ago, almost a year ago now, when Nintendo actually announced the Switch, I did an episode just on the commercial they used and just kind of broke it down bit by bit. I got some good feedback from some friends on that, so I figured let me actually follow up with it and actually talk about the Switch now it's been released. Now, I know it was released back in March, and so it's been 4-ish months since it was released, but I didn't really have one up until about a month ago, and I didn't want to, you know, really talk about it at great length until I got my hands on a physical one. So, I have the box here in front of me. You might hear a little bit of slishing and slashing and slishing. Some sounds in the background. That wasn't a word, slishing. That's a new one now. It's doing some slishing and slashing, all right? So I have the box here in front of me, and I got one of the ones with the Joy-Cons that had the bright red and blue, and I got it at the Too Many Games convention for a markup. I won't lie, I was not one of the lucky ones to get it at its retail price, so... thankfully, though, the markup was only $17. So, you know, retail, you're going to pay after tax. At least I live in PA. There's a 6% tax rate. I know other places are even more. I would pay about $318, and I paid grand total, I think it was $330. So it was only like, no, sorry, $335. So it was like a $17 markup, really. You know, and the $335 was including the tax and everything. So I'm like, you know what? I can't really complain. For $17 more, I can have a Switch now instead of waiting possibly a year. So compared to what it would be, you know, online, it's selling for upwards of $400 or $500. And I had to pay an extra $17 to get it right there and then. And, you know, if I got it off Amazon, I also have to pay shipping fees. Well, I have Prime, but, you know, anywhere else, if I got it off eBay for something, even at a reasonable price, I still would have to pay shipping for it. So that eats into that $17 markup too, so it might have even been a smaller markup if I found it online. In any case, I got a Switch, and I got my hands on it, and I actually don't have Breath of the Wild for it, mainly because I already have it for the Wii U, and I'm still playing through it, so I figured, why buy it again? I mean, I don't make that much money at my job, so I could swing it, but I can't justify spending another $60 on a game I already have. Granted, it is going to be enhanced on the Switch, but I'd rather not spend that extra $60, you know. But my review of it, I like it a lot. I haven't played it too much because there hasn't been too many games out for it just yet that I like. I did just get my hands on ARMS and Splatoon 2 since that just came out. Literally 2 days ago. I am recording this today of release just because this was kind of the last minute. I had some free time, wanted to use it, so here we go. So I haven't had much of a chance to mess around with Splatoon 2 yet. I did play a little chunk of ARMS, and I actually went through on easy, because I'm really bad at fighting games, on easy, the 10-round campaign type of thing, and it was really fun. I had a lot of fun doing it. I tried it out with the motion controls, I tried it out with the regular, just Joy-Cons, no motion controls, you know, Joy-Cons in its little, like, controller stand thing. Played it up on the TV, played it on the gamepad. Either way, it was pretty solid. The gameplay was a ton of fun. The strategies I actually felt smart for once with a fighting game. I was starting to pick up, like, oh, I can do this and that. Like, if I dodge here, it tricks the AI into doing that. Now, obviously, that wouldn't really translate in a, you know, person-to-person fight, one-on-one type of deal, but I really enjoyed what I did play of it. I'll let you know what I think of Splatoon 2, probably in another bonus episode. I'll probably devote an entire episode to that, hopefully. No promises. Bad at keeping those, unfortunately, because I don't have free time. Adulting is not fun. But in any case, So I got my hands on Switch, played ARMS, try out Splatoon 2. What I did actually do is play like 3 or 4 hours of 1-2 Switch and was pleasantly surprised how fun it was. Had a buddy come over to check out the Switch. We played it for a little while. Actually, Tristan, who has been on this podcast a couple times, he came over, tried it out with me. We had a ton of fun. We loved just, like, our favorite game was, oh, what would it have been? It was probably the sword fighting game, even though that was exhausting. And it was cool because you had to kind of imagine, like, you're holding the Joy-Con each, and you're trying to having to imagine, you know, like, a sword extension off of the top of the Joy-Con, and you're trying to have to fight like that. So it's really hard to imagine, but my fiance was watching us do this, and I said before, she's not a gamer, so she's just watching these two grown men, or grown, I put that in quotations, like, fencing air at each other. It was really funny. It was pretty crazy. We played the cow milking game. That was a lot of fun. Overall, it was just great. As for the actual feel of the Joy-Cons, the controllers, the gamepad itself, and then of course the I would even say the UI, like the menus and stuff like that, liked it all around. The Joy-Cons were more comfortable than I thought, even though they're really freaking tiny. So people with giant hands, thankfully I have small baby hands, so it kind of works. Medium baby hands, but they for people with really big hands, they might not find it as comfortable as I did, and I could totally understand why. They're pretty tiny, and they don't really have a lot of, like, they're pretty thin, so they don't have a lot of, like, grippiness to them. But that's why they have the little, you can get little extenders that that it comes with the console, like these little, like, they're basically, you know, like the wrist grips for it, or the wristbands for it, but they attach to like a little plastic thing that you click onto the top of the Joy-Con, which kind of makes it a little bit fuller in your hand, so it kind of works out a little bit nicer. But it's weird because some of the games that you play in 1-2 Switch require you to do that and others don't. It's really strange. Require the wristband add-on and some don't, and they actually can tell when it's on. It's kind of weird. But those were the two games I predominantly played. I did also get Street Fighter 2 Ultra, right? I really don't have that in front of me, and I'm blanking on the title off the top of my head. But once again, played it. Looks fantastic on the Switch. Dropped it fast because I'm so bad at fighting games, even ones where I can set the, even ones with just against AI. I'm probably going to, you know, pick it back up and legitimately try it, not just button mash, but, you know, since I'm not into fighting games, or I shouldn't say I'm not into them. I'm not good at fighting games. That's pretty much my only strategy. Except, you know, like, if I'm playing Smash, always go with Jigglypuff, do its B attack, you know, charge up the roll move, you know what I'm talking about, and just, you know, come up from the side of the screen where no one's expecting you, and just wham. That doesn't really work with one-on-one matches, which is, once again, while I'll never play competitively, but against your friends, it's pretty fun, because they don't see you coming. Same thing, you take Captain Falcon, you know, hide on the side of the map for, like, you know, a couple seconds until they forget about you. Not the whole map. You don't want to be a jerk and just, you know, hide off the side, so that way you're left with 4 lives and everyone else is down to 2. But you just hide off on the side a little bit, start running, jump, and prep a Falcon Punch. No one sees it coming. It's great. It's a lot of fun, especially for inexperienced friends into a Smash. I digress, though. Switch was awesome. Definitely suggest getting it. I really liked the, like I said, the UI on it. The menus were pretty solid. The menus actually made sense. Sometimes I get a new, like, I like the PS4 a lot, but I don't like the menu system. Kind of confusing. I got an Xbox One somewhat recently. Don't really like the menu system that much. I think they're both kind of, they're not very intuitive. I will say the original, like, 360 and PS3's menu system, even though PS3's aesthetically wasn't the best looking, it was more functional. Like, it made a lot more sense where everything was at. PS4, it's still there. Like, it's so easy to navigate everything, but it's just, I don't know, just something about it. Like PS3, I figured it out real fast, and I feel like I understood everything that I could do on the system. PS4, which I guess is kind of a cool feeling, I don't really know what else I can, like, I feel like I'm missing 90% of the console's, like, functionality. Same thing with Xbox One. With the Switch, I get it all right there. It's really straightforward. I like how your Nintendo Network icons up in the top left, so anything involving Nintendo Networks in the top left corner. Anything involving the system itself is right down on the bottom corner, bottom right corner, you know, their system settings, that kind of thing. And then the games you have loaded onto it are in the middle bar. So the Switch overall, definitely suggest getting it. Still probably impossible to find, but yeah. So that's really all for the Switch. So now we're going to move on to the Super NES Mini. For those who aren't living under a rock, Nintendo announced a Super NES Mini, and it's freaking awesome looking. The big draw, more than anything else, because I actually was lucky enough to get a Super NES Mini, an original NES Mini. Don't have the Super one. They haven't even announced like pre-orders yet. Apparently, Walmart a couple days at like 4 a.m. announced it, but I wasn't awake at 4 a.m., at least where I live. 4 a.m. at my time wasn't there. Didn't really work out, unfortunately. I'm sure maybe I'll get lucky later on, but I have an NES Mini and it's awesome. I don't get to play it too much, but it works. It's great. I still need extension cords for the controllers because they're short as shit, but it works and it was an awesome thing Nintendo made. I really wish they would have produced more of them. I mean, it's kind of infamous now. They're big, like, I don't want to call it a debacle, but it's kind of infamous now how little they produced and how fast, for some reason, they just decided to stop producing them. Maybe some of the parts in the NES Mini were the same as the Switch, so when the Switch started ramping up and they realized the chip shortage, they just stopped the NES Mini production. I honestly don't know. That's all hearsay. Don't quote me on that. I mean, well, I guess you can, but that's just a guess. I have no idea why. For those who do know, feel free to let me know, because I would actually love to, and I'm too lazy to do research on that right now because there's other things I'm more interested in. But either way, NES Mini was awesome. Super NES Mini also seems better, just so much better. There's less games, though, and it's for more money, which I would say is a downfall, but in general, games for the Super Nintendo were a lot more expansive. They weren't like games that you could beat in 15, 20 minutes. They were long, immersive games. They have Mega Man X, Super Metroid. Super Metroid's not a short game. Even speedruns, and now any percent's a little bit different, but like speedruns, like where you have to 100% it, or speedruns in general, about at least an hour. And that's a speedrun. You know, people, pros that are doing this, that have mastered every single input down to frame perfect perfection. It's nuts. And that still takes an hour to an hour and a half. So when you think about it like that, when speedrunners have beat it in an hour to an hour and a half, imagine what, you know, just poor schmoes like us, like, you know, who aren't speedrunners are doing it. So that game, that's a lot of content. I mean, it's, like I said, it's less games, but the games you are getting, I mean, hell, Final Fantasy 3/6 is on it. There's going to be massive games on here that you aren't going to be able to beat in, you know, 15, 20 minutes, maybe an hour if you're really bad at it, like me with Mega Man. But, like, you get the idea. Like, these games are not going to be short. And additionally, what really sells it, what drives it home, is they're releasing Star Fox 2, a previously unreleased game. For those who don't know, Star Fox 2 was an infamous, like, canceled game because the game was done. It had already been through testing. It was ready to, it was practically ready to get shipped. And Nintendo just saw the market and saw where it was going with how, like, you know, the Saturn was out, PlayStation was out, their 64 was on the way, and they're just like, why would we even bother shipping this? Like, no one's going to want to buy this game. So because of it might put a negative image of Nintendo in people's heads, because they're going to see, like, well, PlayStation's doing this, Sega's doing this, and this is Nintendo's 3D? Like, all, look at these other competitors, so much better 3D. I mean, it's not a really fair assessment, because it's a Super Nintendo versus a PlayStation in terms of, you know, processing power, obviously the PlayStation could do more. Obviously the Sega Saturn could do more. And until the 64 came out, Nintendo was really limited to what they could do in terms of 3D gaming. So I'm not surprised that it got canceled at the very last minute. But it still sucks, because it's like right there. If you already did all the work, you might as well at least get paid for it, you know? But either way, they didn't do it. Can't worry about it now. But they're finally releasing it. So that's going to be awesome. I'm really excited to try that, because I liked the first Star Fox game. I loved Star Fox 64. It's going to be kind of nice to kind of get a spiritual, not successor, regressor? What, I don't know. Not really thinking of the right word right now. But it's going to be awesome to see. And yeah, that's pretty much my... There's not much more to talk about the Super NES Mini, because it's already all been said. It looks fantastic. What more do you want me to say about it? Finally, we're going to be talking about Too Many Games, a video game convention out here on the East Coast. It takes place in Oaks, PA, usually around June. It's been about a month since the convention happened, so I figured I'd give some thoughts about it. So, the convention was overall pretty fantastic. Not as good as previous years, in my opinion, but that wasn't the convention's fault, I would say. I'd say I didn't have... A lot of my friends couldn't go this year, so I was kind of, like, wandering around there by myself. And with my younger brother, and it was his first time going to any video game convention, it was awesome to see him experience it, kind of, like, live it through his eyes. But even so, my brother's not the most expressive person, so I could never... I'm always... Even though I've lived with him for... You know, I lived with him for so many years before I moved out... Still kind of hard to get a read on his emotions, but overall he said he loved it, and that's awesome. I'm looking forward to going back with him next year, but still, he did his own thing. He's kind of like a lone wolf, so he went off, did his own thing. I went off, did my own thing, so I didn't really get to see him too much. So I went to a lot of panels by myself, which was kind of sad, I know, but still enjoyed it. Still really, really, really enjoyed it. I got a lot of good stuff out of it. Spent more money than I thought. Like I said, I got a Switch there, and I also, grand total, I probably spent, after food and everything, close to like $700, and that's not money that I should have spent. But thankfully, my job lets me do some overtime, make it up, but still, wasn't a little bit of buyer's remorse. I'll just leave it at that. But all in all, got an awesome haul. For those who follow me on Instagram, you probably saw a bunch of pictures of it. Got the Switch. I got Out of This World for the Super Nintendo on Complete in Box. I got Mega Man 4. I got Super C, Contra Super C. I'm blanking on all this because it's been a month. I probably should have wrote that down. But either way, it was an awesome convention. Got a lot of good stuff. Some of the artists and bands I got to see Mega Ran again. Always a fantastic artist, always a fantastic show. If those who don't know him, he is arguably the most influential nerdcore rapper, if you want to call it that. Actually, I don't know if he's the most influential. I think he's the most influential. That's my opinion then. But he is fantastic. I don't listen to a lot of hip-hop or rap, and he's the only one I really listen to. If you have not listened to his music, please go give it a listen to. He did a whole Final Fantasy VII album called Black Materia, one of the best albums I've ever listened to from start to finish. He did a whole series of albums called Forever Famicom, and it's great. It's one of the best. I would say I like that more than the Black Materia album. I've listened to that so many times. And his newest album, like full album, is called Random or RNDM. Not a lot of like video game sampling in it. Like Final Fantasy VII, he uses samples from, you know, the Final Fantasy VII game, or from the music from the game. And for Forever Famicom, he uses stuff from NES and Super Nintendo. So some of the games he samples in that are like Donkey Kong Country, Final Fantasy VI. That's from his like DLC 2 for that. But he you know, had the initial album and 3 DLCs, which had shorter versions. Donkey Kong and Final Fantasy VI /3, you know, whatever. That was in the DLC too, but in the original you had like Little Nemo Dream Master for the NES. He had Earthbound, he had Chrono Trigger, he had DuckTales, he had Mega Man, of course, hence his name Mega Ran. But definitely give it a listen to if you have not listened to his stuff. It's really, really good. I can't recommend it enough. Saw him, he was fantastic. Some of the YouTubers that I got to see the AVGN again, I got to see Pat the NES Punk, got to see one that's new to me, Game Dave. He's been on YouTube for a little while now, but I recently discovered him, and I really like his videos. If you haven't heard of him, go watch his videos. He's got an awesome sense of humor, and he's kid-friendly, too. So if you have kids or anything like that, and or you're in a place where you can't really watch something that has a lot of swear words or questionable jokes or anything like that, I would equate it to, like, a really solid, I don't want to say Disney, but, like, he has, like, one of those things where he has, you know, some light innuendo, nothing that a kid will get, but it's, like, it just skirts it just enough so that kids could watch it, but adults can still enjoy it type of thing. Really good videos. Definitely suggest watching those. Got to meet him, like, in person, speak to him a little bit. He's a really nice guy. Really, just really chill, and I definitely suggest checking out his channel. I mean, Mike Rand's the only artist around. I didn't watch too many other artists because I didn't really like a lot of the other guys that were performing. I did see Keith Apicary perform. He was fun. And he's, if for those who don't know, Keith Apicary, also known, his real name is Nathan Barnett. He's an awesome YouTuber as well. Definitely look up his videos. His stuff is really fun. I only, like, when he's always in character at the convention, so it's a little hard to, like, really get to know him, but he was really nice, even in character, so. But, yeah, so that pretty much wraps it up. I guess this actually went longer than most of my other episodes, but I just wanted to do something extra for this week, so thank you all for listening. You can, as usual, please rate, review, and subscribe, so that way my podcast can, you know, get out there, more people can view it, quote unquote, listen to it, and more people know about it. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at StillLoadingPod. And then you can also contact me via email if you want to at stillloadingcontact@gmail.com. So thank you once again for all listening, and I will see you next week for an actual game episode. Till then. ¶¶